So-called standard ground laws have been debated in Concord for much of the last decade.
SB 318 would allow any shopper to shoot and kill a thief who grabbed at the shopper's purse, no matter how many other shoppers may be in harm's way.
That was former Governor John Lynch vetoing a bill passed by Republicans in 2006. And here's former Republican State Rep David Welch in 2011 as GOP lawmakers voted to override a Lynch veto of a narrower version of Stand Your Ground.
Bloodshed in the streets will not occur. The states that have passed similar legislation have not experienced bloodbaths.
Variants of Stand Your Ground now exists in 26 states, and while backers insist such laws deter violence, there is research that suggests otherwise.
So the punchline seems to be that when you lower the cost of using lethal force, you end up getting more of it.
Mark Hoekstra, an economist at Texas A&M, found murder rates in states with Stand Your Ground rose about 8% within 3 years of the law's passage. By that calculus, he says New Hampshire could expect 1.5 additional homicides each year. But so far, not even Stand Your Ground's staunchest opponents have cited any local crime linked to New Hampshire's law. The lawmaker leading the effort to repeal Stand Your Ground, House Majority Leader Steve Shurtleff, a former U.S. Marshal, says he's out to avert such crimes before they occur.
We've seen problems in other states. And all this bill of mine would do is to bring New Hampshire back to the law we had for the previous 40 years. It makes self-defense exactly what it is, a defensive act.
But backers of current law see something far less benign. During the repeals hearing in the House, they testified by the dozen that forcing people to try to retreat before using deadly force in self-defense is simply wrong.
Supporting this bill is telling women they cannot defend themselves.
Lori Sanborn of Bedford is the House's Republican policy leader.
Supporting this bill is telling a mother or a father they cannot defend their children. It's telling the law-abiding people of this state they don't deserve the right of personal defense.
Debates over repealing Stand Your Ground are now afoot in a half-dozen state capitals. And while the particulars vary, Laura Cutaletta of the California-based Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence notes they do share a common partisan denominator.
Right now, I don't see any bills introduced by Republicans that would turn back these laws. So at the moment, it's still being led by the Democrats.
But it will also take a few Republicans for New Hampshire to repeal Stand Your Ground. Democrats alone can get the bill through the House, but at least two GOP senators will need to break with leadership for the bill to survive in that chamber. And according to Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley, that's a long shot.
We'll listen to the arguments again, but I expect that we will embrace again the right of people to defend their lives, their liberties, and their loved ones.
Stand Your Ground's critics, meanwhile, including law enforcement from the Attorney General's office to the Chiefs of Police Association, are all expected to keep making their case for as long as this repeal bill survives. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.